Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. Another coffee situation this morning.
That's fine.
We had a mock draft situation yesterday.
That's the bigger situation.
No, did you have to go to two coffee houses today?
Okay, well, I didn't have to go. Well, I didn't go to the first one that I usually go to.
Oh, you just ended up.
No, because I couldn't get it.
Well,
I got
you
all the
would
way
have had
there,
to go and stand
like,
in line
what?
Like the pours.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Because everyone's freezing. It's 44 degrees. Everyone's got to go get coffee. So I went to my Westheimer spot. Went there. Boom. Nobody in there.
No,
because no one's cold around Westheimer.
No, it's not cold. It's close to the equator. Yeah. So anyway,
it's cold in Chicago.
I woke up this morning and for some because I was talking.
The first thing you did was check Chicago, didn't you?
I called my brother yesterday.
Is Chicago supposed to be the coldest place in the world today?
Yes.
Why are we always checking Chicago? Why is Chicago the hub of?
Because of Lake Michigan. For whatever reason.
It's going to be colder than Minnesota?
And the wind off of Lake Michigan, and that's why they call it the Windy City, but the wind off of there makes it the coldest place in the history of the world. It is colder than Antarctica today.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be down to close to minus 60 with the wind chill. So that's cold. I don't know if you know. That's cold. I think that's cold. So, and I asked my brother. He said, well, I'm not going anywhere. My wife will go to work, though. Yeah, she'll go to work. Get out, woman, and get to work. That's right.
Dell, get out, woman, and get to work.
And get to work. That's right.
You're co-signing this?
Yeah.
It's not my wife.
It's my brother's wife.
I thought he was.
And, yeah, and he can't be more woke, my brother. So, yeah, kind of woke. Here's the deal.
He wants his wife to be woke so she can get to work. Apparently.
Wake up, woman, so you can get to work and get out there. You know,
you don't shut down work today in Chicago, do you?
No. No,
yeah,
people will work.
They won't go to school.
I don't know about school.
You can't
I would imagine at minus 60.
Kids get stuck outside during playground or whatever.
Yeah, no.
Like, you got to get your playground in today, even if it's minus 60.
Like just minutes outside could get you frostbite. That's how freaking cold it is.
That's
just,
what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. No, it is serious. So I would imagine that the schools will be closed, but there will be plenty of businesses that are open and people out there, you know, out and about. The thing is, if your car is outside as opposed to in a garage, I don't know how you do it. I really don't. Because you get out there and
because there's no guarantee you have a garage in Chicago.
No. Chances, if you're in the city, you're on the street. And it is so cold. Just to de-ice is just, you have to
go out
there.
What about those automatic car starters? Would that help?
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of people in Chicago that don't have that.
Well, I just don't even know if it would even work anyway.
It probably would.
To de-ice?
Not to, well, just, you have to go
and
out there and start your car about 20 minutes early.
Like, you can't put hot water on it, right?
No,
your windshield will crack in a million pieces.
By the time the water is out, it's frozen. Even
how do you de-ice it? You just scrape.
You just, no, you put your heater on inside and go back in the house and let it sit for 20 minutes.
Man, I'm not about
it's the
that
worst.
Life.
Anyway, so they're dealing with that. Apparently, our president had something to say. Did he tweet something about, hey, global warming? Because he got...
Who did?
Hey, where's this global warming thing?
That?
Our president is.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
And then my wife said, our friend Paul in Chicago, he has a patient who refused to cancel today. So he's got to go in minus 60.
Could have fun with that. So anyway, well, we have it bad here. It was 42 this morning.
No, I was. Yeah, I
was
wearing
a puffy
coat. I had to get and look where they were nice enough to. Oh, well, I told them to double cup my iced coffee so my hands wouldn't get cold because I do not want cold hands.
Good call.
Yeah,
good call.
Yeah, can you double cup that so my hands aren't cold?
No, Let me ask you this though. How did the Raider fans respond?
Mm.
How well did they enjoy you putting Kyler Murray on them?
My family had things happen to their faces.
What?
Well, so my first mock draft came out. Now, usually I kind of fly under the radar. Like, I'm kind of disappointed that there's not more heat from the first mock draft. And we used to do it at the other station where we'd read kind of mean comments on for the first mock draft on the air. And usually it was off of NFL.com, the website, you know, because you have to post it from your Facebook account. So it's static. You can, they're easy to find. Well, so that was not the case yesterday. Apparently it was just the confluence of a variety of selections for a variety of particular teams. And this, and the amount of heat that I got yesterday was similar to what I'll find at the hottest time during the draft season, because it involved...
Why was it so hot yesterday?
Because I didn't have everyone's talking head think, you know, the group think is that Nick Bosa, and I'm not sure where this is coming from. I guess people just, as soon as a couple people say it, it's the truth. This thing that Nick Bosa is the first pick, I don't... Okay, if you say so. I mean... The first pick is the Arizona Cardinals, who, first of all, they could look quarterback and deal Josh Rosen. There's still that chance.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a storyline.
I think that's very much in play.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, the second thing is they need a pass rusher. And Nick Bosa is a good player. But Josh Allen from Kentucky, if you haven't seen him, he's a linebacker / pass rusher. And he's about 6'5", 260, with room to get even bigger. He's going to test off the charts. And he learned a couple of pass rush moves, and he used those same moves over and over. So, like, they work, but all it tells you is, man, when he learns even more, this guy is going to be scary. So I put him number one. Well, that didn't align with what everyone else is doing, so that was problem number one.
How much better is – okay, who is this comp?
Josh Allen?
Yeah.
Well, Anthony Barr from the Minnesota Vikings from
it's Bud Dupree
body type. No, because he's well, small. You could say, well, he is physically like Bud Dupree. I think his body type could be more. I mean, I think his comp could actually end up being more Aldon Smith. But what they ask him to do right now is play in space.
That tall?
He's 6'5". I think Aldon was 6'6". He measured 6'04", 6'7".
He was a skinny 6'6".
Well, this guy, yeah, but this guy's 260.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays linebacker. He drops in space. They ask him to rush more this year. And no, all
I've
of a sudden,
seen him. I just yeah. He's a little thicker than Aldon Smith, isn't he?
I don't think so. Go no. back and look at Aldon again, and I think you'll find that Aldon was about the same. I think about the same size. I'll go check it. Now Aldon Smith was really talented. I know when I say Aldon Smith, people go, oh, "You're comparing to a guy with DUIs." No, dummy. I'm comping him to the player, you dum-dums.
Whoa.
I can't stand when you have to. I can't. I hate having to do player comps.
But that's just like Baker with Johnny. Everybody. Oh,
yeah. No, but his playing style. Right. Yeah. People don't recognize. Although his playing style did change. It wasn't as Johnny-esque in his senior season. But regardless. But the real heat came when I passed on Nick Bosa for 49ers fans, and I gave them Rashawn Gary. And I did this because I think they're locked in on Josh Allen. But if Josh Allen's not there, I took him away. I said to myself, well, they've got Eric Armstead, DeForest Buckner, and Solomon Thomas. They've already drafted in the first round in three of the last four drafts. Are they really going to
It's very draft, Texan-ish.
Yeah. Are they really going to draft another plotting defensive lineman like Nick Bosa, who's really maybe a better inside rusher than he is outside rusher? And I said, no, I'm going to go with the guy who's going to be 200. Now, I don't. And this is another mistake people think I made. I wouldn't take Rashawn Gary there, but I gave you Rashawn Gary, 49ers fans, because I've heard...
Well, no wonder they don't like you.
Yeah, well, I've heard they've been telling people they're getting an edge rusher. They're getting an edge rusher. They sold one of their coaches on the fact that if you come here, I promise you, we're getting some speed off the edge. Well, that's not Nick Bosa. And if I just took Josh Allen off the board, so you can't have him either. So based on that inside info that I had from somebody, I said, okay, Rashawn Gary's about to run a 4.5 40 at 280 pounds. I know that because that's what he's running at training right now. So you know how teams get all excited about those physical traits and you know explosiveness. I said, I'll put him there. That didn't sit well with 49ers fans, who will fight you in a bathroom at their own home stadium.
Whoa.
They are people who are fighting people.
San Francisco.
The next mistake I made, now Jets fans thought I had a great mock draft because they got Nick Bosa. So Jets fans said, this is a quality draft. I like what you did here. Raiders fans, not so much excitement. Raiders fans, I gave them Kyler Murray. Now I thought, man, I get them out from under Derek Carr. I give them the most And I started thinking to myself when I was going to put, I was thinking, who do I put here? Who do I put here? And then I realized, and I know John Gruden's made some comments about Kyler Murray and size not mattering with him and all that. And I, and it could just be him blowing smoke. But I started thinking, man, if I put away my preconceived, because 5'9" and 7'8" quarterbacks don't go in the first round ever, ever, ever. Russell Wilson went in the third round.
Yep.
He went in the third round. He's 5'10". But then if you redraft it, Russell Wilson's a for sure first rounder and an early first rounder.
Oh, yeah. Top five pick.
So Baker Mayfield has changed some things for me. Watching, and it's a combination of Baker Mayfield's play this year along with Kyler Murray in the second half of that Alabama game. Man, that guy showed me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
His poise and his ability, they couldn't get near him.
Mm-hmm.
He can keep plays going as long as he wants to. It's like, it's almost like he gets to play at everyone else plays at 100% speed and he plays at 125. So he can always stay ahead of you if he wants to. It's just a matter of how long he wants to do it. And I know if he gets hit, he can get hurt and all that stuff. That's something I grapple with. But at the same time, like Russell Wilson, I don't see him take a bunch of big shots. I really don't. And Lamar Jackson legitimately concerns me because he'll pull the ball down and take off. Kyler Murray scrambles and keeps looking to beat you. Yeah. And then when he decides, okay, it's time to go, he can beat you with his feet too. If I take away all, and I gave myself the old, I made it more kid-friendly yesterday. I didn't call it the gun to the head test. I called it kidnap mom. And I had a tweet, and it ended up getting about 1,800 likes, and about and a lot of people didn't like this game that much. And
it, what if
this game may end up on like PTI or Nick Wright?
Are you
may
sure the NFL's gonna like you?
They may not. They may not like this game. Bucky Brooks liked it.
Wait. So it's not gun to the head. It's if. Wait a minute.
It's not gun to the head.
They kidnap mom. If
it's,
you. Wait a minute. So.
It's a new.
Wait a minute. Dad might. Some dads, like one that'll be here later, might like to lose on this game.
It's. Yeah. I got some. Basically, I'm trying to find it right now. I basically. And, you know, this is done just like gun to the head, where what I'm doing is I'm trying to take. I'm trying to take all of your preconceived notions and biases out of it so that you have to just say who the best guy is. And so what I said was, before you slander Kyler Murray as an early first rounder, please play a game with me. It's called Kidnapped Mom. Your mom is being held in an undisclosed location. The only way to free her is to pick a 2019 quarterback to win a game. I promise you that your mom wants you to take Murray. That got 1,200 likes and 320 comments. Comments not all positive. Michael David Smith from Pro Football Talk. He made the comment that I feel like you could have made this point without threatening for a psychopath to have kidnapped my mother. And
no, but she's going to be freed if you pick the right one.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's fine and good. Pick one. I said yeah. Blah blah blah. Who's your pick?
Right.
Because I said, no, I can't do this without kidnapping your mom. And here's why. Because then you can lie to me. If your mom's being held, you can't lie to me. I got your mom. So that's all fine and good. You can la-di-da, blase, skippy, and so forth. Now who's your pick? Because if not, your mom's not getting out. Now we cut. Now that's what I like to call, let's stop all the boom, and let's be for real now. Who are you taking? And when I play that own game with myself, I'm like, man, I kind of like Kyler Murray. I feel like I got a higher grade on Haskins. I got Murray 2. I got Locke 3. Daniel Jones 4. But Daniel Jones, I had the number 2 quarterback because I think the Giants will pick him. They struggle to grasp with the fact that I'm predicting what your team's going to do.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
This isn't what I can't believe you like Daniel Jones higher than Haskins. You're trash. Oh, I don't. Actually, I like Haskins first. Oh, well, then that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why wouldn't you put Haskins first then? Because I don't think it's going to play out that way. Will you? And because it's January, this is like you getting mad after the second preseason game, losing your mind. We haven't even had free agency. This is just a little exercise. And the hate I got yesterday, John, I was partially happy because I knew it would give Dell and Raheel and you fodder.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was like, man, I just need to turn this off.
I want to see some of the comments. Here's one from Cade. You remember Cade?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lance goes above and beyond when it comes to sucking at mock drafts. I wish I could go back in time and punch his baby self in the head.
See? That's aggressive. From a guy you know.
You co-signed that with a guy you former, know. Yeah, one of your former.
What do you mean, what?
Worker, co-workers, Dell?
One of your people. I.
Because he's white. Well, nice,
no,
Dell.
No, because. Oh. Well, yeah, it's because he's white. I simply quote tweeted and said, man, I expected this from the national media, but Ed Oliver can't get love from Houston's own Lance
that
Erlein.
Jerk intentionally tried to put me out there with an Ed Oliver thing, just like Raheel.
All right, we'll get to more.
Death and supportive.
We got a bunch. Death by Sexy says the Texans need to find a late-round wide receiver like Ray Carruth.
Don't read any of his tweets.
That's in response to your Alden Smith. Okay. Yeah. All right. 713-780-3776. If you've got some comments, if you want to, if you want to destroy Lance over the air, that's fine too.
Hey,
we don't have to just do it by Twitter.
I've been challenging people nationally. I'm like, come on the radio show. Let's debate it tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. I can tell you this: the debate is already ended with my friends over at TGS Insurance, because if your debate is whether or not you can ever really truly save money on homeowners insurance, the debate is finally over. Because I can tell you right now, TGS Insurance will save you money, and not just a little money, a lot of money. And here's how quickly you can find out. 15 seconds. What? Yeah, 15 seconds. Just text MONEY to 232323. An automated text will hit you back, and it will say, what's your address? And you will type in your address. Take about, I don't know, it's like 10 to 15 seconds, and it sends you back a quote. And it's a firm quote. Now, from there, you can fine-tune it by saying, well, we want this covered. I've got this jewelry that I want covered above and beyond, my property value. I've got this. I want to add flood insurance, or I want to add even a $50,000 additional in coverage, whatever it is. And they will fine tune it and get you the final number. But if you want it just as is, they'll make sure that they find the exact same coverage you have right now. And chances are you're going to save not just a little bit of money, but a lot of money with TGS. And while you're at it, have them shop your car insurance as well. I did, and they saved me $250. You know what? I'll take the $250. TGS Insurance. Text MONEY to 23-23-23.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Yeah, Jackie shares this because she's worried about everybody up in Chicago. She says, it doesn't take minutes to get frostbite in Chicago. It's instant. Almost instant. Here's CNN's headline. I can't believe this, though. It has a liberal agenda. Almost instant frostbite is now a risk. The coldest air in a generation hits the Midwest, canceling thousands of flights and all Amtrak service to and from Chicago. Well, why would anyone go to minus 60 degrees? You didn't have to cancel any, because no one would get on the Amtrak heading to Chicago. Well, no one would do that. Now, speaking of liberal agendas, though, apparently, you know who agrees with Lance's? We got a caller that called in, was listening to Will Cain. And if you're listening to Will Cain,
no, Will's
you
not
don't
a,
have a liberal agenda.
No. Oh, well, okay.
All right.
Will is the Juan Williams of... Will is more the Juan Williams, I think, of ESPN. He's a dissenting political view, even though it's kind of weird to say about sports.
He's the anti-Jamel. If you're gonna have Jamel,
well, I think Clay Travis might be the more anti-Jamel. I don't think Will. I don't listen enough.
Can't be more polar politically.
Well, I think Will is more right leaning, but I don't think he's a hard. I don't think he's crazy.
Well, he's the conservative. Listen, he stands out like a sore thumb because nobody else on that station is conservative.
But he's not the polar opposite of Jamal. I think he's
Clay Travis is more. Yeah.
Clay is.
Right. So anyway, Will Cain agreed with your mock draft. So you got that going for you.
I don't know which part.
You got...
No one agrees with the mock draft. No one agrees with the mock draft. He might agree with me having a different number one. Maybe he agrees with Kyler Murray. I don't know. I don't know what it was. We just had a caller tell our intern that there's, you know, Will Cain mentioned my mock or agree with. Look, there's a decent chance Nick Bosa doesn't go number one, but the group think hasn't figured that out yet. And there's also a decent chance that Kyler Murray goes way higher than I initially thought. Remember, my initial over under was in the 40s.
Yeah.
I'm coming to realize
my initial was top five. He's going to somebody, and I think four might be late. I think somebody is going to come up.
I'm telling you, remember now. You know, we always say Mike Vick, running quarterback, number one. Well, you can't be able to do a running quarterback and go again. And I think Mike Vick's inability to transition to a passing quarterback maybe has hurt some guys, like most notably the guy that idolized him, Lamar Jackson, right? Because Lamar went late in the first, trade up, and got Lamar Jackson. You always look at how one player will impact another player. I thought Johnny's failures might impact Baker. They're different players, but you know, NFL teams start to see similarities.
Right.
But you know what? It didn't matter. It didn't matter with and instead now, Baker Mayfield's early success, and I think we can call it success his rookie season. We'll see if he builds on it. But I feel pretty good about what he did. I think that actually helped. I think that really helps Kyler Murray because they came from the same team, and somebody else said, hey, so I had that thing where I said, before you slander Kyler Murray, kidnap mom, your mom's being held, who's one player you would pick? And somebody goes, hey, is Kyler Murray, or what, if I pick Kyler Murray, do I get to bring Lincoln Riley with him? That's a fair comment. Like, could Kyler Murray really succeed?
Don't say that to Kyler Murray.
I know.
Because Kyler Murray will come after you if you think that Lincoln Riley is responsible for his success.
Lincoln Riley has helped Kyler Murray, and I had a big Oklahoma. The guy who coaches my son's Snacks' basketball team, who I think is a good coach, by the way. But Matt goes, he's a lifelong Sooner. And we were talking after practice the other day, and he goes, you know what? I love Baker. Love Baker. He goes, I think Kyler Murray's the best quarterback we've ever had. And he said, and you know what else? I love Bob Stoops. He said, but Stoops got out at the right time. Lincoln Riley took the program to a place maybe it couldn't go under Stoops right now.
No, as long as Lincoln Riley was there, they were going to win. They were going to be just fine, weren't they?
Yeah, I think Lincoln
Riley. As long as he stayed. But here's the deal. Are you going to lose Lincoln Riley?
Well, you might.
That's why Freddie Kitchens is the head coach, is because you're going to lose Freddie Kitchens if he has a bunch of success with Baker. Now, Baker, okay, so is it Lincoln Riley? Because Baker was just fine last year without Lincoln Riley, right?
Yeah, no, I think, well, but you also could, I don't know. And there's
But here's the deal, too. Kyler Murray was the greatest high school quarterback ever. So,
which means nothing in the pros.
This is all more of an indictment of what happened under Summy. I mean,
yeah, it really is.
Look at Khalil Tate last year.
Yeah.
Look at Kyler Murray.
No, I've been saying that. It doesn't look good for him because Kyler Murray goes Heisman and maybe top five. And Kyle Allen just went and didn't do anything. But, you know, Cliff Kingsbury goes off. And he coaches Pat Mahomes, you know, I don't know. This isn't about Sumlin, but I will say this. I think that probably Lincoln Riley is a really, really good coach. And I don't know if Kyler Murray could succeed with Oakland and John Gruden or not. And John Gruden feels like an old school guy, but he's been doing quarterback camp for 9 years. He's seen any number of quarterbacks. He loved Johnny Manziel. Mm-hmm. Loved him.
Well, and let's take that back on Summy anyway, because Johnny succeeded huge under Cliff, and he played well under Jake. Is this more on Noel Mazzoni than it is on Summy?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to make this about Kevin Sumlin.
No.
But it doesn't look good for the A&M program with Sumlin there that they didn't get more out of Kyler Murray. That doesn't look great.
Yeah, and that was under Noel Mazzoni, and because somebody's has plenty of success with quarterbacks.
I thought Kyler looked bad in the limited time I saw him at A&M. That's why I didn't expect much from him this year, and then all of a sudden,
sometimes you got to mature. Yeah,
you do. And their situation needs to be right. And maybe Kyler Murray may be a huge bust in the NFL, too, by the way.
Yeah.
He may, you know, can he throw in the middle of the field? Can he see over
I'll tell you this, though. After watching him at A&M and then last year before the season, I was like, dang, Oklahoma's going to suck. Kyler Murray can't play at this level. Hey, there's no way he can see over the line, all this stuff. And he was the best player in college football.
Now, there's a lot
of
guys.
I'm not going to doubt him again.
Well, you're throwing, but here's the thing. If you're being, if you take everything into account, you're throwing to wide open guys. Wide open guys a lot in that conference. In that offense, you got one-on-ones, no safety help because you can spread the field more because of where the hashes are. There's a lot of one-on-one opportunities that you will not get in the pros.
It was the same with Baker, though.
Throwing in space.
It was the same with Baker. It was.
It was, but that doesn't mean Kyler. Baker did it. We saw Baker. I didn't think Baker was a first or second rounder after his junior year. His senior year, he got a lot better.
Well, and now.
Kyler's got this many years of being a starting quarterback, John.
Well, and here's another problem. Here's another issue. Baker Mayfield, under Hugh Jackson, what the hell is going on? Under Freddie Kitchens, once Freddie Kitchens can be free and easy, Andy Reid with
Pat Mahomes.
Deshaun
Watson and Bill O'Brien. What? He had 19 touchdowns in seven games.
Look at the difference with the Rams, with Jeff Fisher to McVay.
Yeah.
Huge difference. It matters. So we're going to say that Kyler Murray could be a huge bust, or is it that John Gruden can't coach up
quarterback? It could either run. Sometimes when guys bust, they're just not good enough. And maybe his size, maybe he will have a hard time transitioning. Not everyone can make that transition from college offense. I will say, if you draft Kyler Murray, and maybe even if you draft Haskins, maybe him too, maybe not Daniel Jones because he's played in different styles, you may just have to go in and say, hey, you know what? Let's just make our offense, let's drop the ego. Let's make the offense fit them.
Are you sure that Gruden's going to be able to drop the ego?
No, I'm not sure of that.
That's a huge.
Here's what I am sure of. I'm starting to become more and more sure that other people are going to use the kidnap mom test and say, you know what? My job is going to, but only it's going to be, because it's not going to be called kidnap mom. It's going to be called keep my job. And I think somebody's going to go, this guy makes a crap ton of plays. Baker did good. He's 2 inches shorter than Baker. I'll just take my chances. Kyler Murray, run the card up. I think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Raider Joey's not happy with you.
No. Right. I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt you. I never meant to hurt you, Raider Joey.
Funny how Bill Romanowski, Stephen A. Smith, and Max Kellerman, everyone is capping on Derek now that it's the popular thing to do. Any of you media lames ever even realize what a full year in Gruden's offense did for our QB's cerebral game?
Dude, do you realize Raider fans love Derek Carr? Y'all can keep Derek forever and enjoy it. But Raiders have been super successful over the last decade.
So they're done already with Gruden?
No, they're locking in on Carr. Raiders fans, that he wants to fight media types, Raider fans are like, you know what? We got to rethink this car thing.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3...
I know where you can get a shank, Raider fans.
Whoa, 713-780-3776. Come on in if you got some thoughts on this. You're more than welcome.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Chase is right. I went and looked it up. Chase said, wait a minute. Kyler played under Jake at A&M, not under Mazzoni. So, sorry, Noel, did not want to put that on you. Jake Spavital, by the way, who is the head coach of Texas State. So that's on you, Jake. All right, there's a check. That's going to be a demerit. I think I'm pretty sure that's a demerit, not a. That's not going to be an asset. That's going to be a demerit there.
Let's get Jeff in here. He wants to trade Kyler Murray.
Well, he's not on the team yet. You can't trade him.
But Jeff has a trade proposal.
That's what Jeff does. He trades people.
Trader Jeff has a trade proposal.
Trader Jeff, what's up?
Hey, guys. It does involve a trade that the Raiders would make, but it's not the four pick. for all the Raider fans out there, if Derek Carr's on the team in February in like 2 days, the chances of Kyler Murray getting drafted is going to fall to like 10%, because Mark Davis isn't going to throw away 3% of his net worth to keep Carr on the bench and draft Kyler Murray. He's too poor of an owner. He's not a billionaire.
He is a poor owner.
He's not going to do that.
It's one of the reasons I've heard that Khalil Mack, the reason they didn't keep him is they were too cash poor.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good sign.
No. That's not.
And so the trade I'm going to throw out there is Antonio Brown wants out. The Raiders have a need at wide receiver. They have 3 first-round draft picks. If they draft Kyler Murray, then I do think they're going to trade for Antonio Brown. So be prepared for one of those 2 later first-round picks to be going to Pittsburgh for Antonio Brown, because I think they'll see that Kyler Murray needs a top-notch receiver. And maybe they'll say, you know what, we need to give Derek Carr something. I don't know, but that's the crazy trade I could see happening if the Raiders draft Kyler Murray.
First of all, you can easily draft a quarterback, play him behind another quarterback, Lamar Jackson, and then get rid of the other quarterback or let the quarterback walk. Now, this mock draft stuff, this is seriously a preseason game for me. It's just an exercise of, okay, who could the Jaguars pick? Who could Denver pick? What could happen with Washington? What are the Texans going to do if Dalton Reisner's there? Are they going to take a right tackle or a left tackle? I just go through scenarios. It's not that big a deal, guys. But for the internet, it's a really big deal.
Yeah.
And for Twitter, it's a really big deal. But keep this in mind. I think Joe Flacco is going to be dealt. Nick Foles is going to go somewhere as a free agent. Derek Carr could potentially be traded for another first-round pick. They've already got 3. This is going to shake up the way the draft looks. If the Raider, for example, John, if the Jaguars traded for, or if they signed Nick Foles as a free, they don't have the cap space, but let's say the Giants traded for Nick, or they signed Nick Foles. Well, then that takes there's one potential quarterback team out of business. And let's say, you know, the Jacksonville Jaguars traded for let's say they traded for Joe Flacco, if they could afford it cap wise. Well, all of a sudden, you know, that goes, or Denver trades for Joe Flacco. Well, now these quarterback needy teams, now it changes everything. So we got to wait for free agency to really see how this shakes out.
Yeah. And Derek Carr, by the way, it's not penal to cut him or trade.
No, not at all.
$7.5 million dead cap. That's nothing.
You can survive.
$5 million next year and $2.5 the year after. And more than like, I don't know, is somebody going to take his cap hit is $22 million. They're saving $15 million if they get out of Derek Carr. If they take Kyler Murray, they're actually saving $15 million on their cap. So whatever you got to pay him as the 4th overall pick, you're saving money. And, you know, you're possibly getting out. It didn't look like John Gruden was all that tutti-frutti about Derek Carr this year.
No.
It didn't seem like he was all on board.
I don't know where the Raiders fans... No, not at all.
No.
Where are Raider fans getting all this stuff? You see what Raheel said, Raider Joey. So I saw you and looked up... Raider Joey says, funny how you mentioned that one. Carr is a brilliant blessing. Khalil fell into our laps. I get not being able to pay Mac because of Carr's deal, but wait a couple more years when Rodgers' Cousins is far surpassed and Derek is almost up, and it'll seem like a steal for a top 15 quarterback. He's now admitting he's a...
I'm not sure he's top 15. No, I'm not sure he is.
And then Raheel says, I agree. I wish Carr would whip Lance Zierlein's ass in a sanctioned fight for the disrespect. Then Raheel goes on to say, also, it's about time we stop this attack on strong Christian men in football.
Hmm.
Raheel is the world's most underground troll. He is a bad person. He pokes sticks at people, just like Dell does.
Mm-hmm.
Only Dell is more, Raheel's more covert.
Raheel pretends like he's something that he's not.
Oh yeah,
Raheel's a
he's
phony.
Raheel's a total fraud.
I'll let you know.
And you know, you do, and you've got a poking stick. But you know who Raheel learned under? The master, Ken Hoffman. Remember that?
Yeah.
He's got a lot of Hoffy to him.
Yeah, he does.
You think he's one thing?
Oh no, a total fraud.
You think he's one thing, Well, then he turns out to be another because he learned under the master, Ken Hall.
Well, yeah. And then they got girls, naked girls on the desk at the studio. And Ken Hall's like,
what is this? I didn't ask for this.
What?
Oh, boy, you look so sad.
Are you guys going to talk about
Britney's bod?
Ryan and Cushing? Cush is the assistant strength coach for your Houston Texans. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the first thing I thought of.
Be careful.
Well, the first, but, well, dude was a workout warrior.
So much that he overtrained.
Overtrained athlete syndrome gave him cancer.
And you still don't think that dude's gone in their circle of trust, whatever they call their little circle of ring of honor.
It's not called circle of trust, Dell.
They love them some Brian Cushing.
You still don't think that's happening? They brought that guy back and made up a position for him.
That is kind of amazing.
This is really, truly amazing.
Ped was
multi-time Ped.
Yeah.
Got paid
overtrained athlete syndrome. OTAS. Let's not mistake what the hell that was. That is kind of amazing that Brian Cushing is an assistant strength coach.
And he will also help out on the defense.
You see, yes. D'Amico Ryans is quarterback now for Kyle Shanahan. 49ers. He took a coaching job. And Wes Welker is interviewing for a couple of different wide receiver positions. Is Wes gone? Wes,
The quarterback coach is gone, so maybe they're purging that side of the ball.
I think it kind of stayed quiet. I think Wes is gone. I think they just said, you're gone, Wes. And Wes is like, what? Oh, my guys are hurt. You're mad because I can't get more out of Joe Webb? Get better third-string quarterbacks.
Yeah, no, after 1 and 2, it really is a drastic. How are you going to put that? Yeah, Kiki QT and Fuller can't stay on the field. That's on you, Wes.
No. Well, he was injured all the time too, wasn't he?
I can't believe you didn't do more with Vincent Smith, our undrafted free agent from Limestone.
Limestone.
What do you want me to do, Coach? I never even heard of Limestone. Is something I got that? I thought I had to get that off my shower door. The glass is limestone, I think it's called.
I went to Home Depot to get that cleaned up.
I got it.
Jeff Aronoff is selling that now. 744 ESPN 97.5. Let's try to catch up here. Let's talk about Craig DeCerf while we're doing it.
Let's talk about the guy who can make you a deal that other people can't. Here's why. Angleton, and I know you're saying, wait, Angleton, what does this have to do with anything? Well, this is where he's got his cars. This is where you can check out their 320 vehicles in stock. And any category that you want an SUV, might I suggest the Yukon or the Tahoe or the Suburban, because those are the three. Maybe you need a crossover vehicle. Every single brand has a crossover vehicle, and they're all awesome in their own way. The Acadia, the Buick Enclave, and the Chevy Traverse, which they can't keep the Traverse in stock. It's very, very difficult. If you have a Traverse there, jump on it. And the crossover vehicles are the hottest cars in the market, bar none. They give you the SUV feel and size on the interior, but they're lower to the ground and they handle more like a car. Of course, they've got a tremendous amount of Buick vehicles waiting for you as well, like the Impala, which they have a great offer on right now. And then the pickup trucks, GMC Sierra pickup truck, beautiful. That's waiting for you there with my good friends over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. As a matter of fact, 19% off MSRP for the 2018 Sierra 1500 SLT crew cab right now. No matter what type of vehicle you want, you have a chance to get it for a lower base price because they don't have the same overhead as you have in Houston. And then Craig DeCerf and Rick Drenner and his entire staff, they will not be beaten on trade-in value. So you're going to get more for your trade-in value. Yes, you may drive an extra 12 to 18 minutes, but it could end up saving you thousands, and it probably will save you thousands. All you have to do is go to LanceZCars.com, find out which vehicle you want, and then head down, and they'll make you a deal, and you will be happy with your sales experience. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
Is there a letdown? You see five of the guys out. What kind of reaction is it when you see
it? Terrible loss for us. Terrible. Letdown.
Could you feel it coming?
Yeah, we had no energy. We just didn't, it was from the beginning of the game, too. And we were getting too many easy looks, easy layups. We didn't put no defensive pressure on them at all. And they just carried off the entire game.
You know, they got off to a good start, and then from an energy, I think he's right, from an energy standpoint, it was just juiceless in the second half of that one. You're reading comments.
Speaking of juice, did you see this? Here's the Texans next year. Oh, all roided.
That's not what the Texans are going to look like.
Brian Cushing is Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant. Here's the Brian Cushing on his first day of work.
And it's
with Stephen Colbert with the needles squirting steroids in the air. Come, what the hell?
Come on, guys.
Guys, this is not funny. Brian Cushing is going to help make the Texans stronger and better. Okay? So stop it.
You know what they're going to do? You think they're going to do that rope thing like this?
Yeah, they're going to do the rope
with
thing.
The chains? Yes. Chains or
yes.
Ropes?
Yes. Yeah.
Will you do it up and down?
Yeah.
I bet they do that move. You think they'll flip tires?
They'll flip tires and they'll run with the strap, a gigantic tire on their back and running with
or,
it.
Or if you're really fast, a parachute.
A parachute?
Yep.
Yeah. That's what they'll do.
Let's see some of those.
And steroids.
I mean, what's that?
I didn't say nothing.
What about box jumps?
That's a JJ thing. That's what JJ's
like
all about.
JJ should be the strength coach.
I feel. Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah. I feel like he should, play a football player. Yeah, no, everybody.
I want to see JJ be the strength coach.
Salute?
Yeah.
Do you?
But when you go into the weight room, this is what you do. Bang, you hit him with a salute. And when you're done on your last set, when you walk out, you hit another salute.
I think Roger Clemens should be their strength coach.
Mm-mm. Well, why not? Totally okay. Clean.
That's
right. Found that out last week.
Yes. Yes.
Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cleaner, Kush or Raj? One guy was suspended twice. One guy
for
never
training,
got suspended.
For training too hard.
Yeah, okay.
And then the other one
I'm
was
going with Roger on this
he
one.
Had no idea what
my
was
my guy
in.
Never got never
and the other was a contaminated
positive.
And the other one was a contaminated
OTAS.
It was a contaminated what?
Meat.
Supplements or whatever.
Well,
no,
wait,
Dwayne had contaminated
Dwayne had
meat.
Well, yeah. He got that
actually
he got that meat from Cushing's refrigerator.
No, he didn't. He got it from Mexico. I feel like that one could be real. I feel like, you know what? Dwayne might actually be onto something here.
Are you sure
the
he wasn't
one
shopping
like,
in Cushing's refrigerator?
This whole, oh, my supplements were tainted or it had something on the label I didn't know. That just feels so much like my Twitter got hacked, which Cushing is also out of my Twitter got hacked mm-hmm. moment one time, too.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like, oh, my Twitter got hacked. Oh, my brother said that. That wasn't me.
It's just so. It just makes for just bad. It's just a bad look with hiring Cushing as an assistant strength coach. I don't. Just for jokes. That's all. Like,
It is just. It does feel a little. It does feel a little strange.
Yeah. Is Brian hurting for money?
I don't think so. I think he just loves being around football. He loves football.
Then make him a quality control defensive coach. Why does he have to be an assistant strength coach?
Well, because I think that's his love.
Do they need him?
So when he came out of USC, he had all these packaged meals. He would have he's the guy that would carry around the gallon of water. You know, gallon of water guy. So that's like his life. I think and that stuff, I really do think that's his life.
Does he have
his
a degree
passion.
In that?
He might. He
because
might.
Outside of that, I don't care if it's your passion, but is he qualified to even have the job?
Well, I don't. Well, he's not a. I don't know that he's going to be used as their nutritionist. But I guarantee you he's taught himself.
I'm sure he has because you don't get overtrained.
You don't think Brian Cushing can be a personal trainer?
Sure.
That guy doesn't reek of personal trainer.
Yeah, because I'm sure he would love to tell people, "Hey, fat ass, get to work." I'm sure he would love to do that.
100%. 100%. Like. All right, we're going to have to, you know, first thing you do when you go in and Brian Cushing wants to alpha you. All right, hey, welcome in. I'm glad you're training. Here, let's start with some bench stuff. And he's going to put too much on the bench the very first day. Like, oh, all right, we're going to have to dial this back for you just so he immediately alphas you.
Would he in his first session or maybe the second session, would he call you the P word?
No, not to your face.
No.
Oh, not to your... But with his buddies. Man, this guy's a real...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, I got this puss coming in
today. He might say weekly.
Well, a guy who's not going to make the team.
He did that. He tried to do that to Alfred Blue, and that guy stays making the team.
That's when he was... He was cycling at that point.
What?
So, yeah, You get aggressive. I don't know if you know this. Okay.
No, that's not that. What do you mean cycling? Are you suggesting Brian Cushing was doing something?
Be careful, Mr. Lawson.
No, he was on the bike. Remember when he was trying to get back from his hamstring or
drove him to try to emasculate Alfred Blue?
Yes. Hmm. He was cycling and Alfred Blue was dropping weights or something. I don't forget what happened.
It was on the field.
I'm out of this whole thing.
It was on the field. It wasn't in the gym.
Roger's the free Roger could be the B12 coach. Okay. Roger could be
possible.
Has Cushing blocked me yet? No, I have never tweeted Brian Cushing, so he's not going to block me.
Have you checked?
Maybe, I don't know.
I never tweeted him. I got blocked. No, check. No, I'm almost positive you're blocked.
Oh, no way.
Oh, okay. What? Del, are you blocked?
Why would I be blocked? I've never even looked at his.
Search it, because if you got included in a comment, you're blocked.
I mean, I once said they're playing the Steelers on Monday
night. Check yourself then.
And I said he was trying to chase a running back, and I said it looks like he's carrying Clay Matthews on his back trying to run after that running back. I mean, I didn't at him.
Ooh, but you still
got blocked? I don't know if I got blocked.
If somebody did an aggressive search of his name, you could be on there. You need to check yourself, because a lot of people have found out in the Brian Cushing block party, they're blocked, and they're like, hey. And one guy goes, that's my favorite player. I didn't even know. He's my favorite player. I wear his jersey to games. Why did he block me? I'm like, he blocked everyone. I got blocked. I don't add him. I really don't even, frankly, talk about him that much except on radio.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I don't really tweet about him.
You're live?
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be... That's what the team's going to look like.
That's the USC like picture. There's the famous... Yeah. That USC picture and then the other one that's not flattering. Yeah, yeah. Where they're like before and after.
All right, let's... Hey, Friday, guess where we're going to be?
Prime.
Playing poker.
16th out of, we ended up with like 170. We had a great turnout there last Friday. And
it was 139.
139, yeah. I finished 16th, made 440.
Not blocked.
You're not blocked?
Not blocked.
Keep it up. Just let's see. Well, no. I'm interested to see what happens tomorrow. But Prime, they never block you. Well, they can. They actually have blocked some people who... I think Sam Farhaw is blocked from Prime, as a matter of fact. Some different poker players. If you don't act right, you get blocked. But that's a good thing, though. Does that let you know Prime Social is looking out for you? They have security there. They take your, not only your security, but your comfort level very, very seriously. They want you to be happy at the table, comfortable at the table, and they want you to have an enjoyable experience. But the main thing is, just some regular old slappies can win money just like us. And whether you play a ton or you don't, you got tournaments going every day at noon. You had the big, that turned out great too. The $30,000 guarantee on Saturday was a monster.
So you still got the $20,000 free roll on February 9th that if you play cash games, you're going to be eligible. The top 80 players are going to be eligible. The thing about it is there's always a game going on. I was talking to guys that go to other poker rooms. Always. And they're like, there's one or two tables going. There's like 9, 10, 12 tables going all, it seems like all the time at Prime, especially during peak hours. So if you're looking for the place to play, always action, it's Prime Social. Come on, come play with us on Friday. It's going to be big at noon on Friday when we play, and we'll have a bounty out on us. All you got to do is go to Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer right there at Stony Brook and Westheimer, just west of Voss. It's Prime Social.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.